For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Praise the Lord. I want you to give me your rapt attention. Praise God. I'll be teaching you something very, very important. What has been the month of September? What have you been looking at? So I've been a month of what? Hey. Do you leave your mouth at home? I've been a month of what? Knowledge and revelation. Praise God. Praise God. What I'll be sharing to you today is a formula. Hallelujah. It is something that you don't usually get to share on stage. It's something I'm not supposed to share on stage. It's something you tell your mentors or your sons or people that are close. It's what we call a private, like, secret to growth. But I want to share this Sunday morning because it's a month of knowledge and revelation, and I really want to pour my heart. I pray that your heart will be open to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. What I want to put in your hand is a secret of spiritual growth and a secret of spiritual stability. Praise God. It has been a secret in my life that has really impacted me. I want to say one of the greatest. And I want your heart to be open. And I know you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm picking the topic directly from one of my mentors that I had. The topic this morning is the art, A-R-T, of soaking in messages. The art of soaking in messages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I have been someone that I've always wanted us to write, and I've always thought on documenting and writing. Is that true? As a matter of fact, our topic on Wednesday is the art of documenting, or the art of writing sermons, or the art of booking. That's our topic for this Wednesday. You know, I've always gone for that. But this morning, I want you to close your jotters, everybody, and listen to me. Do you understand? You can only write when God speaks to you and give you an instruction. As if God spoke to you in the course of the service. But from that, I want you to give me your rapt attention. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 62 verse 11. Let's read it together. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this. Let's read that again. Is it the way that you are? Or you left your mouth at home? Let's read it. Let me hear. 1, 2, 3, go. God hath. He has already spoken once. Is that true? And then the hearing, I heard it twice. That power belonged unto God. So like I said, the art of soaking in messages. Now, when I say soaking in messages, I want to be specific. I meant, when I say message, it's like a preach word, like a sermon like this. Do you understand? A preach word like this, somebody has preached and then it is documented, captured in DVDs, captured in audios, or captured in any format. Do you understand that? That's what I mean. So, the art of soaking in messages. Do you understand? Alright. And then I also mean, when you hear prophetic declarations and then things like that, you soak in them. And then finally, like audio Bible, listening and getting soaked, listening to the Bible audio. Do you understand? So the art of soaking in messages. You'll be blessed. And I want your heart to be open. If you hear me and you do what I say from today to Sunday, when you come back on Sunday, you'll not be the same. Did you hear what I said? If you hear what I said this morning and you do it from now to Sunday, when you return, you'll not be the same. It's a guaranteed proven formula. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, before I go forward, I want you to know that God speaks through his fivefold ministers. God speaks through his ministers. Anytime God wants to speak, few people have ever heard the voice of God audibly. If you have ever heard the voice of God audibly up to 3 times, it's not the voice of God. Maybe it's your voice. Few people in history has heard the word of God audibly. In case you have ever heard it, it happened maybe once or twice in a lifetime in 1 in 100 people. So when God wants to speak to you, he speaks through his ambassadors, those that he has directly delegated. When I say fivefold ministry, I mean who and who? Ephesians 4 from verse 11 to 13. I mean who? Pastors, prophets, teachers, mercy, God speaks through them. Do you understand? Bible Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. Jeremiah 3:15. The Bible says, I will give you pastors, teachers, shepherds after my own heart, who will teach you the way of wisdom. Is that correct? Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you pastors. That is the one, is God is the one giving it to people. All together? After my heart, that will feed you, that will feed you, that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Now, anybody that God has put as your pastor has the ability to feed you and to provide solution to all, not one, all your challenges. You see, when a mother gives birth to a baby, her breast milk is always enough for the child, all things being equal. Is it true? Is it true? Because she's the shepherd that she gave back to him. She shepherded that baby. Her breast milk will be enough for that baby. Hallelujah. So God speaks through you. Many times God has spoken to you through many messages you have listened to. So I want you to understand before I go further that God speaks through his five voice messages. And secondly is the voice, you know, Luke 10:16. Let's have Luke 10:16. The voice of ministers, as I'm speaking now, the voice of ministers called, anointed, sent by God. The Bible always referred to his as the voice of God. That's what the Bible says, he that heareth you, heareth me. You don't understand? You understand that? That is the people that God has sent. Anybody that hears them is hearing God. Like you're hearing me now, you're hearing the voice of God. In my voice is the voice of God speaking to you. Do you understand that? No, he that heareth me, hear him, and he that despiseth it. So if you despise preachings, sermons from men of God, you are despising the word of God and despising instructions from them. Every formula you will ever receive in life has been taught to you before. All of you are above, most of you are almost 25, or averagely, our average age here is 25. You must have had a lot of sermons. There's almost no topic you have not listened to. Almost none. All you may be hearing next time is another, the refreshing and then the fresh anointing upon it. You have heard about faith. You have heard about love. You have heard about hope. You have heard about prayer, about fasting, about dedication, about purpose, about service. You have heard those things. You have heard about how to succeed. In many sermons you have listened to, in them a secret that you have listened to. So listen to me this morning and I know you'll be blessed. Number three, I want you to understand is once, no, Matthew 10:27. What God speaks to most men of God in secret is what they speak to people publicly. Matthew 10:27, the Bible says, what I tell you in darkness, that speak you what? In light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Now, many times God has spoken to me in the night. Every man of God, called of God, God speaks to them in their secret. When they want to write sermons, when you want to prepare, God always speaks to them. So long as he's the one that has called them. You may not believe in it, but God speaks through them. Do you understand that? And then he has mandated them to come and say what he heard in private. You know, sometimes ministers, because of pressure from the people, we come under pressure to tell people that I prepared this sermon and then God changed my message when I came to service. Have you ever heard that before? You have heard that before? That is a blatant lie. God knows everybody that will be in service here next Sunday. True of us. So if I come next Sunday and say, God changed my message, I was the one that didn't hear very well. Did you understand what I said? I was the one that didn't hear very well. Because you cannot tell me that, okay, go woke up Sunday morning, okay, now new people are coming, so let me give this man another message. Do you think, who was wrong? Is it the man of God or God? It has to be the man of God that didn't hear very well. He missed it. But you know, because people, if you don't say that, people will not take you serious. Do you understand that? So, but God speaks to people in secret. Like what I'm doing now, God instructed me to do it. But because I wouldn't have said it, because I have to put it under pressure to say it so that people will take it serious. If not, you will not take it serious. I would get that. So God speaks to men of God and they come and declare. So anytime they stand on the pulpit, anywhere they speak to you, take their instruction serious. Hallelujah. Now, just like electricity passing through high tension wire. How many volt is in high tension wire? How many volt? Any electricity in here? How many volt? 33,000 kilovolt, kilovolt, kilowatt, kilovolt, right? All right. I know it's actually volt. Kill 33,000. Nobody will carry his two naked wire, positive and negative, and go and mount on 33 kV and wire it to his house and connect to his transformer and connect to his radio. Will anybody do that? What you need is a step-down transformer that will produce that 33 kVA to a consumable level where you can transfer to your house. Is that true? Now, many of you, when you carry King James and you read the book of Ezekiel, you may not understand. So men of God are like transformers that produce, reduce that high tension revelation, high tension King James English, to a consumable level where everybody in the church can understand. Do you understand that? So they are like transformers that the wave is always up. And then they are leveled by the privilege of God to bring it to a level that people can relate and understand. So what, when they preach the word of God, they are bringing it at a level. Many times that was not even the way they had it. They had to decondense it or dilute it to a level that everybody will grasp. Are we together? Hallelujah. Now in Exodus chapter 3 from verse 7 to 8. Exodus 3 from verse 7 to 8. Exodus 3 from verse 7 to 8. Hallelujah. Exodus 3. Now let's read it together. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. You're not reading. And I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Yes. Verse 8. And I am. Now who is coming down? Who is coming down? Now God came down with sandals, white clothes, darab. Hallelujah. To deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land onto a good land and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, onto the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite. Now, God came down, but who was the person that we were seeing? God said, I am coming down, and I came down. Do you think God lied? No, God came down. But we didn't see God. They didn't see God anybody. Nobody saw God. Who they saw was who? Moses. But when Moses is speaking, that is God speaking. When he said, let my people go, he used first person pronoun. Let my people go. Moses was not the one that gave birth to Israel. Like, they are not his people. But it speaks in the authority of first person of Godhead. That's not true. Because it is God that has come down. But we didn't see God. So you must believe that your solutions are in men. For many of you that want to hear God directly, your solutions are in people. And most of them, they have spoken to it. They have spoken to you about it, but just because you didn't hear. Hallelujah. I believe your heart will be open this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you some facts about soaking in messages. The first thing I want you to understand is until you are soaked, buried, and grafted into a message, it will never benefit you. Until you are what? Soaked, grafted, and buried in any message of life. Until you are grafted and soaked into the message of prosperity and it entered you, you will never really prosper. Until you are soaked in the message of holiness, until it enters you, you will never experience holiness. Until you are soaked in any dimension of knowledge. Do you understand it? So hearing the word of God, until you are soaked in it, you know what it means to be soaked? No, I mean, you know, like I saw that Bishop Dagger, so did an example. When you have an hanky, do you have water in this church? Hey, let's have water. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. Until you are soaked and buried and grafted into a message, it will grow. Number two, I want you to understand it. Until the message overpowers you. Now you can see that in Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. Let's have to Jeremiah 20 verse 9. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 20 verse 9. Jeremiah 20 verse 9. Praise God. And then Acts chapter 4 from verse 15 to 25. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. No, just sit down with it first. Until you are soaked and buried in the message, it won't profit you. Now, let's read that. What does it say? Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as burning fire shot up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. Do you see that? It was no longer a message in his head or in his soul. It has entered his gene. It has entered his making. Are we together? Are we together? Now in Acts chapter 4 from verse 15 to 25, when Apostle Peter were threatened. Are we together? They said that they cannot just keep quiet because it has entered them. So until a message, until you are soaked in it, hallelujah, we are looking at the art of soaking in messages. Until you are soaked in it, it will really benefit you. Number two, I want you to understand is until the message overpowers you and overflow you, you won't be a blessing to somebody else. Psalms 133 from verse 1 to 2. Until a message overflows. You know what it means to overflows? Do you know what it means to overflow? That means you are full and then you have over. Is that true? So until a message has overflown in your life, Psalms 133 from verse 1 to 2, hallelujah, it will never be a blessing to another people. Now, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Yes, verse 2. Verse 2 now. Hallelujah. Bible says it is like the precious oil. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. Now the oil was on his head. It was overflowing down to his beard. And then down to his skirt. And then it flows down. Are we together? Until it overpowers you. You are soaked in it. It will not really benefit you. Number 3. Just like soaking clothes. Hallelujah. You need to repeatedly stay with messages to be blessed. Now, let's have this water. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. Now, just, are we together? Just put some more water here. Little, is okay? Okay. Now, is this hanky soaked? But there's water inside here, right? Like you have listened to the message, like you have heard it before. But the hanky is not soaked. Is that true? The more you pour water, so that I will not spoil this place. The more he pours water here, this place, hanky will be drenched in water. That when you squeeze it, anytime water will enter. Is that true? Yes. So that is the way messages are. You hear them once they have entered you. The fourth thing I want you to understand is once a message is preached, you cannot understand it because it's a spiritual communication. Now in John chapter 6 verse 63, once you hear a preaching once, you hardly, now for pious that is coming now, I say, I ask everybody to drop your jot. I want everybody to listen. Hallelujah. John 6:63. It is the spirit that what? Quickeneth. Is that true? The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are what? The word that is like, I am talking now, it is English. But the Bible says the word that people speak, he speaks to you, the men of God speaks to you, they are what? Spirit. When you meet a crippled person and you say, rise and walk. And the person rose and walked. It was not R-I-S-E and W-A-L-K that made the person walk. It was the spirit behind that spoke. Because anybody can come and say, rise and walk, and the cripple will be looking at you like that. Is that not true? So anytime you hear a message, I can guarantee you, you didn't get 20% of the message. Anytime. Because it is always a spirit. And then, now that is at a level when you are very, very spiritually sound. But let's talk about if you're a baby. Some people don't even get 5% of the message preached on Sunday morning. Many people don't get even 2% of the message preached on Sunday morning. Are we together? For the most spiritual person, now I'm telling you what I've had for renowned men of God. People like Makanduwa, people like Tewedimis, people like Dr. Paul Eneche, when they say, you can hardly get 20% in first listening of a message. Because it is a spiritual communication. Your mind cannot grasp it. So it calls for getting the message, listening to it again and again and again and again. To get soaked, just like pouring more water, same water. So like listening to the same message, playing one message 20 times, the impact in your spirit will be different from one time. Do you understand? It's the same water pouring on, if it keep on pouring, the impact of the water on this hanky will not be the same like the first time he poured it. Do you understand it now? So repeated listening to a message, repeated listening to an audio message, repeated listening, repeatedly, play it again. After listening to it, play it again. I have never listened. Anytime I get to download the message, to know that I have really gotten the message, first of all, you have to play it twice first. Altogether? So repeated playing, repeated helps you to begin to grab the message. I've listened to a message until 15 times. You always hear something you didn't hear before. Has it happened to anybody here? You always hear something you never heard, you heard before. But see, I was there when this message was preached. You actually said this. I have listened to my sermons and I could not believe I said something. Do you understand? Yes, I have most of any time I listen to any message I preach there because I get our messages and I listen to them. Do you understand? When I hear, I could not believe I said this. When? How did I what, sometimes I say things I don't know, but they are true. Well, because most time when I'm upstage, it's not actually only my brain. I am under the anointing. Do you understand that? So repeated listening, they are always, don't forget Psalm 62 verse 11 that we read. Once has God spoken, twice have I heard. When God speaks, you may never grasp it. Are we together? So you need to listen to it again and again and again. There are messages I can preach verbatim because of the numbers of time I've listened to them. I can say the punctuation, the comma, because of the multiple times. And any time I still listen to them, I hear something I've never heard. Do you understand that? So repeat it because it is a spiritual communication. You need to get soaked in it. So what are the benefits of soaking in messages? What are the benefits of listening repeatedly to messages? Are we in church? If you are sleeping, say praise the Lord. Alright. So what are the benefits of getting soaked? What are the benefits of listening to a message repeatedly? Number one, is the spirit of the anointed person, that is, the spirit of the preacher is transferred into your life. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Anytime you listen to a message, anybody, that's why you must be careful who you listen to. The spirit of this person speaking will enter you. Do you understand that? Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says what? And the spirit entered into me. When he what? When he laid hands on me. When he what? Oh, you're not in church. Are you in church? Shake your neighbor and say, be in church, be here. Hallelujah. Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. That I had him that spake unto me. You know, in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, when they saw Peter and James and they saw their boldness, they noticed that they have been with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have you ever listened to somebody and say, you attend mountain of fire? Have you ever listened to somebody say, I attend dunamis? Have you ever listened to somebody and say, you attend redeem? Why? Because as they kept on listening to Daddy Ear, they boy unconsciously, his spirit will rest upon them. Now, the way I preach is unconscious. The way I prepare my sermons are unconscious. But when I look at the way I prepare my sermons, they are the like exactly the way my predominant mentors, Dr. Paul Enenche and Dr. Edmonds, this is the way they preach. By listening to them consciously, unconsciously, I begin to breathe like them and I begin to pattern myself like them. If you know Dr. Paul, you know this is the way he preached on point for me. That's the way he does introduction through general file and then counsel at the end body benefit. That's the way he preaches. If I've been listening to Pastor Chris, I will be preaching like him. The way he preaches, expositorily, expression wise. Do you understand me now? So there are seasons in my life when somebody walk up to me and say, are you Brother Selman's brother? Are you in ministry? Are you one of the pastors of Apostle Joshua Selman Church? Yes, people have said that to me severally. It's simple why, because it's not because I know him personally or because I have listened to him. The first message I've ever listened to was his message. I listened to it repeatedly. Most of the messages you people don't have now. The new generation messages you people have now. Hallelujah. But ancient ENI messages, ancient, right from the beginning, that the messages I soaked, I listened again, the secret of the oil, again and again. And unconsciously, I began to speak like him. I began even your mannerism. The way people talk, the way they behave, the spirit of the person will come upon you. Do you understand that? So as you listen to a message, sometimes even your tongues, you begin to speak in tongues like the person. Has it ever happened to you before? When you listen to somebody's message, when you go to pray, you are speaking in tongues like the person. Has it ever happened to you? Has it happened to you, right? Yes. The spirit of the person will live. That is why if you want to be like Dr. Paul and Nature, you want to be like them, you want to catch the spirit, in their ministry. Listen to them repeatedly. Again and again, one listening will never do it. Get the message, play it, auto-replay it. Let your spirit man get soaked. Bury it in the message. Bury it in the sermon. Altogether, bury it in the message. You will become like the person. You will become like the person. You know, something happened last 2 weeks when Mint was here preaching. And I gave him 20 minutes to preach on Wednesday before I came up. And when he started preaching, the way he preached, I could see him. It was like I was the one on stage. Who was there that day? Was it true? It's just like he has caught up. Listen to me for 9 months now. It's not more than 9 months. But he has listened to me every Sunday from January, every Wednesday, every Friday. Listening to the recorded messages, editing the messages again and again and again. The pattern of the sermon, the way he was holding the mic, the way he was holding the pulpit, the way he was moving on there, I was seeing myself. I said, Jesus Christ, I was literally seeing myself. That is the way it is. Who you listen to often, that is the reason why you have not caught up with many things, because you don't listen enough to get something. You don't listen to it once. You have never listened to the message of prosperity again and 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 again. Repeat the message. One, I'm not saying multiple messages. One again and again. How many of you have listened to one message 10 times? One. One message 10 times. Like, we have finished it once, one to end. 2 times, one end to end. 3 times, one end to end. Who has done it here? The first question I wanted to ask was 20 times. Listen. I have played messages more than 35 times. One message, one. Now, and I can call many messages I've done that for. There are messages that will never leave me, never leave my system, never leave my phone. I can delete anything. That is why I said it's the secret to one of the fastest growth in spiritual exercises. The spirit of the person will come upon you. It will happen. As you listen repeatedly, again and again, again, Bible says his spirit entered me when he spoke to me. I was very, very gentle. I am still gentle. Although I began listening to Dr. Paul and Nature again and again. Again and again. When I went home, my family knew I was not the person that left. Things are very, very quiet before, no confrontational. I could take anything, but next time, no, I can't be oppressed. I can't. As I listen to him, that authority, as I listen to this person, the spirit of that person rubs up on you. As you listen again and again, again and again, are we together? The same message, but the spirit of the person is entering you. So now when you listen to secular music, after a while, you discover that you begin to behave like them. Because anybody you listen to, the spirit of that individual rubs up on you. So the first benefit is what? The spirit of the anointed person, the spirit of the preacher is imparted and communicated to you. So anybody you respect and you want to become a musician, listen to them. Again, and again, and again, and again. After a while, their spirit will rest upon you. Do you hear me? Second benefit is, re-listening to messages gets one full attention and help us to get the actual message. Hallelujah. When you re-listen to a message, you replay it. Now in church, you are comfortable in suit. Everybody is looking okay. Many people may not be really be comfortable this morning because of the weather, because of the way you are sitting. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 10, God called Samuel how many times? He had to listen to God. Samuel ran to Eli 1. Samuel ran to Eli 3. listened to it again and again, got Eli's attention. Is it true? So after today's message, you are on your room with your bosom, with your singlet, very, very comfortable. Get the message, plug your earpiece. The attention you will get from that message will be different from the one you got in church. True? So re-listening in your comfortable comfort zones make you to really understand the full message. It really gets your real attention. When you are really comfortable, how do you get that? Play it the way you want with earpiece, the kind of earpiece you want, or play it on any device. It will really also, this is what the person was saying, there are messages I listen to. Now, if you read W.E.W. Kenyon's book, or if you read A.W. Tozer, I have had Kenneth E. Hagin, not Kenneth Hagin, no, E. Ewin, Kenneth Ewin Hagin, that is Sino Hagin. He said that you cannot read the book of E.W. Kenyon as a baby of a Christian, you don't understand. That somebody like Kenneth E. Hagin talking like that, you, who are you? I have read E.W. Kenyon's book from back to back at the end of the last page. What was this man saying? I didn't understand. But when I listened to Kenneth E. Hagin, then I was comforted. I didn't understand. What I did was, I don't look at some pages so that I cram something, so that when they ask me about this book, I say, okay, I've read it. I say, Jesus, yes. I didn't understand. I have to read it again and again. There are books I have read again. There are books I read every year. There are books you read again and again. Can he again say there are some of the books in his library, when you get them, they are torn. You can see the stained part of it. Like, there are books you read and read. How many of you have read a book three times? That's very good. Repeatedly again. And the message will never be the same. Altogether. So you re-listening to it will make you really understand. First time you read it with the eyes of a suspicious antagonist person. Oh, this person is trying to say. As you are here, some of you are here for the first time listening to me. Who is the man of God? Is he a prophet? Is he a teacher? Is he an apostle? Everything I've been saying, you are looking at me with that suspicious eye. Then after you went and you are listening to the message again, okay, this is what he was trying to say in the Sunday. As you listen to it again, another dimension of your mind will be open to understand. Are we together? So in re-listening will help you. Now, number three, I want you to understand one of the third benefits is repeated listening to a message produces what we call sharpening effect or chiseling effect. In Proverbs 27 verse 17, when you listen to a message repeatedly, it sharpens you. Are you together? Bible says, iron what? Iron sharpens iron. So as a man sharpened the countenance of his friend, say he that works with the wise will be wise. As you listen again and again, you are being sharpened. I mean, all of us have used pencil. Sharpening. You together? The last time you listen, a level of sharpening was done on you. The next time, another level will go down. The next time, another level of sharpening is being done on you. Again, anytime you listen, there is a chiseling happening to your spirit man. How do you get that? Anytime you re-listen, again, what you got, the level of sharpening you got the last time you listened to it is not the same the next time you listen to it. The first time you listen to it, hope you know that one verse can address marriage. One verse can address the anointing. One verse can address finances. One verse can address health. One verse can address career. Is it true? Is it true? That one verse of the Bible can speak about 20 multiple things. Is it true? That is the way one message can speak about 20 things in your life. The first time you listen, what you understood was he was talking about finances. The next time you listen to that message, you get a marital wisdom. The next time you listen again, you get a career wisdom. The next time you listen again, you get this wisdom. That, the same message will produce different chiseling effects. Are we together? You know, my mentor, Reverend Fidelis Maker, one of the, he said that his son was very dull. He took the last position. So he went to the school and said, he went to the child's class, went to the headmaster on Monday morning, said, who is the best student in this class? Who is to take first? They showed him the child. He said, brought his boy. Let the developer say, sit down here. He told the four mistress, this is his seat from today, henceforth. And then he left. That time, the child took fourth position. Just by associating with the sharpest brains. If you work with a first class, if you graduate with a third class, something is wrong. It's because you are extra. It's a spiritual problem. Because when you are working with a first class student, the way they behave is different. The way they read. Now, I didn't graduate with a first class, so that was one course. One engineering course, something very, very difficult. So, one first class guy in mechanical and chemical engineering, were taking the same course. So, we are in the course together. But I don't know what happened. We just met with ourselves in environmental complex. We are reading. I said, the way they were reading in between the line, noting the commas, noting. So, we read like that. And when I went to the exam, before I was thinking this exam, God, we are in your hands. When I went to the exam, exactly what this guy was doing. I said, this is what? The way they read is different. You, when they give materials or something, they say, oh, guy, forget that. I'll photocopy next week. But they buy the material instantly. Every time you take a lecture note, you reverse it 2 weeks or some weeks to exams. But they read it that same day. Is that not true? So there are, if you are around them, you are destined to succeed. So by walking, so if you walk, they say, I was listening to John Maxwell, they say that if you have four friends and three of them are millionaires, you are the next millionaire. You will definitely become a millionaire. Because their mindset will rub upon you. When you get money before you waste it, you see that they get money, they have more money than you, but they are not wasting it. When you have money, you just buy expensive things, hallelujah. You see, if you are around me, there are things you will not do. I don't know. I've never bought a phone up to 20,000 naira in my life. I'm telling you, I've not bought a suit up to 20,000 naira. I've never bought a shoe up to 20,000 naira. But I've given offering in 50s. I was just on the street, Grand Judge, I was just standing, I just saw one guy with one pack of books by Decker with the Miss. Just one pack, one carton. I've shown me, if you have been to me, I've shown you the books. How much is this book? 20,000 naira. I said, 20,000 naira? I said, wait for me, let me go and bring the money. Immediately, I went and withdrew the money, I paid. That was one pack, list of 20 books, 20 Insta. I didn't tell you, know something to think about, Lord, I really did me. No. I have done many things higher than that. Do you understand me? But it's the way I think, because it's the way, when I heard of the Paul and Nature say he has never bought anything that he has never given God that amount. Let's say he has never bought something of 5,000 naira. He has never given an offering of 5,000 naira. I had the 300 level. And from that day, it has been my practice. Why? Because I am associated with him. So anytime he says something, I follow this practice. See that my mind has been chiseled. I will not carry, before I buy an iPhone, but people have given me expensive one, hallelujah. People have bought hot, fine, they have done, it's people that have done it for me. People have bought expensive suits for me, but for me to carry my money, I've not done it. But because my priorities are different. So if you are around me, my priorities will unconsciously rub on you. The things that people value, you no longer value them like them because you are beginning to think like me. Are we together? So listen again, producing a sharpening, chiseling effect on you. So learn who you listen to. Learn who, if you listen to Bishop Edebo, there is a way you'll be thinking. There is a way. Even as a pastor, if you listen to Dr. Paul, if you listen to Pastor Chris, you'll be given to excellence whether you like it or not. But that's the way these people think. Are we together? Number four benefit. You become what you listen to often. That is words, mindset, actions, and mannerisms. You know, like I said in Acts chapter 4 verse 13 and Exodus 34 verse 29. You know why I say you should not read? After this message, this prove your heart because you get this message and listen to it again. Is it true? Exodus, Acts chapter 4 verse 13 and then Exodus 34 29. Hallelujah. Are you sleeping? Who is sleeping? Alright. The Bible says, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned, they didn't go to school, and ignorant men, they were surprised. And they noticed that they have been with Jesus. They don't notice it, that these people, the way they have been, with Jesus Christ. Your mannerisms, the way you do things, the way you move your hand, the way you move your leg, the way, sometimes when I do some things, I know who I got it from. Are we together? Yes. You become what you listen to often. Every anything I do, like the way I'm holding this pulpit, I know where I got it from. The way I'm holding my mic, I got it from Makandiwa. The way, this is the way. So I like it. That's the way. So the mic. The way, when I hold my, I got it from David Ibiomi. I can say anything I do unconsciously. When you ask me, I can remember where I got it from. Are we together? I can consciously remember where I got it from because it is a spiritual communication. I can know for sure where I got it from. Hallelujah. So repeated, you become what you listen. You become the word you listen to. Actions and everything otherwise. So repeated listening will produce that same spirit upon you. So like I said about me, like the way I was moving, he was doing that. I didn't teach him how to move on stage. I didn't come and say, this is the way you stand on the pulpit. I didn't say, this is the way you prepare your notes. But by repeated listening, he unconsciously patterned himself under that. All together. And then finally, final benefit. Okay, number five, sorry. The fifth benefit of listening to messages. We're looking at the art of soaking in messages. The fifth benefit. Repeated listening to a message stirs the desires and magnets you to what is being listened to. You know, in Acts chapter 26, verse 28. Acts 26, 28. When you listen to something repeatedly, it stirs the desires in you. And then it magnets you towards that thing. Do you understand that? When you look watch Indomie advert for a long time, you will want to eat Indomie. Is it true? Come on, is it true? Have you ever watched a commercial before? And then you saw it, I said, let me try this thing. Has it ever happened to you? Well, because as you watch it, as you listen, it magnets you to that information. The Bible says, and Agrippa said unto Paul, almost. That is, Paul was speaking to him, telling him about Christianity again and again. He said, almost you persuade me to become a Christian. Do you understand? If you listen to songs about sex, you will want to have sex. True or yes? Has it happened to you? You not say true now. Has it happened to you? This is true. Don't be lying. Has it happened to you? Yes. When you listen to those Nigerian artists, all they are talking about is sex. How to do this? How the lady is looking? When you finish listening, you are not thinking about Holy Spirit. You are not thinking about purpose. You are not thinking about speaking in tongues. You are looking for anything in skirt. And because when you listen to it repeatedly, it magnets you toward that direction. If you listen to prosperity message for 2 years, you will want to prosper. Is it true? If you listen to Pastor Chris for 2 years, you will want to make money. I can never be broke again. Every time teaching you how to, you will not, even if you are from a church before that, you should teach again before you. The way you listen to it again and again and again and again, that's why everybody in, most people, not everybody anyway, most people that listen to Dr. W.F. Kumuyi will likely lead a holy life. Is that not true? Likely. Because I know there are still Lucifers inside everywhere. Hallelujah. There are still Judas with every Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I can understand it, the weakness of man. You know, sometimes when I hear people say, and he's from XYZ church, I just shut up. And he attends also, so I was speaking with somebody, and he's from Covenant, I just shut up, y'all. Lucifer was in heaven. Is that not true? Yeah, I was in heaven. It's not the church, it's the person. Blame the person, don't blame the church. You understand me? And if I'm living faith, don't blame living faith. Bishop Oyedepo, was he doing it? Was the person? Blame the person. I never blame his job. And if I'm a mountain of fire, no, don't blame mountain of fire. Mountain of fire is pure and consecrated. So people are still vulnerable in the midst of the most holiest place ever. So somebody else can still be in deeper life, in fact, deepest life, and still be a man of iniquity. Don't blame the church. Blame that individual. Are we together? So, listening again repeatedly steers your mind. So, any area of your life you want to get highest result, listen to that area again. You will magnet that into your life. Are you understanding me at all? Listen to it again. Listen about finances. Buy the books.
Buy the books.
If you want to be a millionaire, you have not read 10 books. You will never taste millions. Never. Is it a prophecy? No, I'm preaching. I'm not prophesying. Yes. You will never, guys, see, even politicians, like I used to say, when you read Obasanjo's book, The Watch, when he was president, in that book, he said he sleeps by 3 midnight. Bishop Oyedepo official closing hour is 2 midnight. Don't quote, if you read their biography, the top billionaires, Bill Gates said he can be lost on a system for 3 days, no sleep. Receive millions, you shout amen, but you never go and read about finances. You will never read yet. You have never listened to a sermon repeatedly again on finances. It won't happen by prophecy alone. Believers, you need to understand, anointing yourself with olive or goya oil will never make you to be a millionaire. Never. No prophecy will make it that happen. You have to learn about finances. You have to listen to sermons about finances again and again and again and again. You have to read books on finances again and again. No prophecy can make your marriage successful. Hope you know that. Do you know that? I prophesy your marriage is peace. All the trouble, you came for counseling and I prophesy peace. You go back without trouble. You know, many women go to many churches, they bring their husband picture. This man is stubborn, they carry his picture in church. Anoint the man till the picture clear of that picture. I didn't see it before. They anoint the picture again and again and they go back. When they still go back, he's talking. I'm not the one, you're not talking to me. The man is still talking and they're answering him. That is the person picture you're finished anointing. It could work. It don't work. It won't work. No, that anointing service, you're answering him has neutralized the anointing. It has buffered the effect of that anointing. You know, buffer solution. It has buffered that effect. Anoint the husband till his picture clean from that picture. It will never, the marriage will never change. You have to read from the Bible. The Bible says, when he's talking, keep quiet. When he said, yes, sir. When he's wrong, correct him in love. But I cannot allow him to go. Just follow him. When he's driving, and you know the road is right, and he's going left. He's right. No. A man will say, we'll go left. Follow him, so that when he's wrong, that is the way, if you don't do that, you don't read about that, about relationship, the marriage, no matter the prophecy, is it true? It's like that. Hallelujah. You will never have a, as a guy now we talk about ladies, let's be balancing it now. As a guy now, where all you know is how African men behave, you don't sweep, and men don't sweep, men don't cook, men are the this, men are the shoulder, and then that is the way you behave. You have never read about treating the woman with love. How to handle that. You have never read the Bible. I've never read any book. When they say dating and waiting, I've never read that book. When I say love language, I've never read that book. When I read spirit control temper, I've never read that book. When I read love and respect, I've never read those kind of books. 4 seasons of marriage, seasons of relationship, I kiss, dating, get goodbye. I've never read those kind of book. Yes! You have never read it. You have never read it. What's happening? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you will always have challenges with your relationship. Are we together? You always. You have never listened to messages of relationship. People, Dukoya, all the renowned Pastor Kisley Okonkwo, all these people like that. But you want your relationship to work. Every time you are praying, Lord, my fiancé, give me a change her. It will work. There is a way to change a damsel. There is a systematic, predictable way to make a lady go to fire and she will still go. Yes. If you know how to maneuver your way as a young man, there is a way. Are we together? You can make her give you your school fees. I tell you. I'm telling you. See, there is a way. And I'm not telling you, I'm telling you what I have read and experimented and it's working. It is working, yes. Don't worry, I'll share my story after the wedding. Hallelujah. Praise God. 14th of November, don't be there. After the wedding, I'll share the story. Yeah, it's working. There is a way that a lady can go for you and leave her family. By knowledge. Not by speaking into Shabbat, this relationship must work. No. Know her temperament and you have her. No, her love language. In the morning, speak the love language. In the afternoon, in the evening, she cannot wait. When, even in church, she's thinking about you. I'm telling you. There's a way to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, releasing again will make you to magnet that information. So, when you want any area of life, what is your challenge? Is it money? Then get messages on finances. Get last word on finances by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Get many, my mother, there are many messages, but you will never listen to them. Get books on finances you will never buy. But every time, God, when will you change my story? When will you change my story? When will you change my story? Lord, when will you change my story? You will never do it. And then you make man of God look as if they are not anointed. Yes. There is a way a lady can marry in 3 months. And yesterday I was forced to be in one introduction. The introduction was yesterday, the wedding is November 28th. Extra speed, I'm telling you. This morning they're in counseling already. I'm telling you. There is a way a lady can make that happen. Make the man under pressure. He must marry. But you never do it. All you are doing is, Lord, change my story. Change my story. December will not be your dome. That will not change your story. Yes. Doing that alone will not produce a leader. You need to get the messages of people. Listen to people's story. Listen to them again, the principle. How will you get a guy? There is a way to get a guy. Circular ladies want to get a guy, they will get him. Is it true? When they want to get you, they know how to position themselves. They know how to work. They know how to get your attention. That method is a clean method. That is the way Christian ladies can do it. Is that correct? You will not learn it. You will never do it. Every time you come and always pray, always pray, always pray, always pray, always pray. The guy will not see you. Just reply some direct messages. You will never reply some messages. You are always praying. Every time you are fasting, every time you can, all your clothes, because your auntie gave you, they are not overalls. You can never shave your clothes. You will never have a man like that. Hallelujah. Make your hair now and focus on my spirit man. Okay. Will the man come and worry your spirit man? How can the spirit man attract you? You know the Bible says something. Listen. The Bible says something clearly. Men are moved by sight. You are not more wiser than the Bible. Is that not true? What attracts a man, including anointed men, is why do you think they say ladies that have skimpy clothes should not sit in front of the church? You thought the man is anointed, preaching and shouting fire, he will never be tempted. Yeah, the anointed man will be talking about Joseph before you know he has mentioned Agai by the lady. I mean, yes, because people are moved by sight. It's like that. But sisters will not hear. All they know is Chabalaga. It won't go, it won't work. So get the messages and learn them any area of your life. If you want to be anointed, get messages on the anointing. Listen to those messages again. Formulas for the anointing, pathways of anointing, catching the anointing. How you get that? Igniting the anointing. Topics like that, messages like that. Listen to them again and again and again. The next time you held the mic or you hold the mic, you will not believe you are the one. Did you hear what I said? You won't believe you are the one. Number 6 benefit of listening to messages is faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Repeated hearing makes greater level of faith to come to you. Did you hear what I said? Oh, who shall say? Romans 10:17, man. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. That is the only way faith comes. Any other way faith comes is to build up. Building of yourself in your most holy faith. During the Holy Ghost, build your faith. But there's only one way faith comes in the Bible, and that is by what? Hearing. Faith comes by reading. Faith comes by reading. Is that what the Bible says? The Bible knows the difference between audio and hearing. Hey. Now most of you are more spiritual than the Bible. That's the problem. Hallelujah. Bible says faith comes by hearing. The art of soaking in messages, faith come by what? As you hear, you will prosper. Before you see, when you look at your father's family and your mother's generational family, when you look at the two of them, you know your case is finished. But when you come again and listen to the message, you will prosper. There is an ability to procreate in you. There's an ability to multiply. Hearing that message again and again, one day you say, I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. Is it true?
When you are condemned your particular sickness, listen to messages on healing. God has healed you. God has healed you. God has done this. God has done. When you hear that again, that is why we have healing schools. To teach people about their healing, your case is not hopeless. Your case can change. People that have already given up waiting for death, when they hear that kind of message, hope begin to rise. That's not true. Hope begin to rise. You can recover. If Jesus Christ rose up, Lazarus has been dead for 4 years. What is your matter? Your kidneys has not yet been dissolved. Hearing that kind of message, hope begin to rise. You only have cancer, liver is also cancer. It's only a cancer. Your cells can be reversed. If you can bring back a dead person, you can. If you can bring back a leprous person who kills his bill with leprosorium bacterium, he can kill the virus in your body. When you hear that kind of message, no matter your case, you begin to hope, begin to rise. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? When you hear God can provide, the Bible says he watered, he furnished a table in the wilderness. When you hear that kind of scripture, you say, yes, I can prosper in Kogi State. It can happen. It can happen. God brought meat and food to them in the wilderness. You say, yes, I can prosper in Kogi State. When you hear messaging like, you know what I'm talking about? Hearing the manager will bring hope and faith again. When you give up, you thought it can never happen, hope come again. So listening to messages again and again increases your faith. Are you hearing that? Increases your faith. So I gave you 6 benefits of listening to messages. Now, what are 7 things happen to you or 7 impartations happen to you anytime you listen to a message? Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1 to 4. Anytime you listen to a message, 7 impartations happen to you. 7 different impartation. Number one is, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Yes, roots. Tumor. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Anytime you listen to a message, the first thing that happened to you is the Spirit of the Lord. Are we together? Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. The Bible says, the Spirit, there is something we call the Spirit of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Bible says, and the Spirit, Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When you read the Bible, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Is that true? Acts 10, 44, the Bible says, as Peter was speaking, the Spirit fell upon them. As I'm speaking now, something is happening to you. But you may not know. Out there. Anytime you listen to a message, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. You know, when you listen to Babalawo, if you have ever been to a shrine, when you left that shrine, you're no longer the same. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? When that Spirit, something will come upon you. So as you listen to a message, the first thing that happened to you is the Spirit of the Lord impart into you. I want to hear that. Now when you listen to a fake man of God, a fake spirit is imparted in you. Hallelujah. So anytime you listen to any message, the Spirit comes upon you. There is a spirit influence over everything that is happening. Over every spoken word. Hallelujah. Number two thing that happened to you is the impartation of the Spirit of wisdom. Bible said, and the Spirit of wisdom. Are we together? You know, in Luke chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, and the child Jesus grew in what? Wisdom and in stature. Hallelujah. Now, as I listened to Dick Hayward Mills, he told me, as a young minister, don't do X, Y, Z. I did it before. I didn't work. Now, as a young minister, I have gotten wisdom. Is that true? He told me, when members come to your church and they are very excited, I will join you, we'll die with you, we'll do this with you, we are there for you, we'll kill for you. When a new member says that to you, they told me, don't believe that member. Give him time. He said, there are many members that did this to him. He thought, they said, we'll be with you. They said, this guy, 6 months later, they are not there. The same thing Emmanuel Makadua said to me. He said, in the message, hallelujah. He said, there were 3 sisters in the church when they started. They said that they will be fasting for him for over years. They will not be, only for him. Let his life prosper. Let him prosper. See, as he's speaking, they're no longer in the church. Believe more people that come after a while and they settle down and they begin to believe you and then they grow with you. Believe those people. So as a young minister, I am now guided. I have received wisdom. Nobody don't come to me, I will not do that because People that have been in ministry for 30 years, the same thing Dr. Paul Enetche said, the same thing Bishop Oyedepo said, people that are, you know, initial gara-gara. Anytime you see that as a young minister, be wise, calm down. Now, I've gotten wisdom. Is that true? Now, he told me that as a young minister, there are some things that are totally unnecessary. Complimentary cards, begin to do that, so something are totally unnecessary. Now, he has saved me from wasting money unnecessary. I learned how to budget by listening to them. As a ministry, if you don't budget, you will never succeed. I've gotten wisdom in a message. I learned how many things, as you listen to them, you get wisdom. The wisdom of their experiences. Somebody that has been in a team for 25 years will have something to say. Is that not true? Some of you will never meet Benny Hinn for life. Never. But you can have his messages in your room playing every time. And in his messages, he has shared his stories. So listening to his story, you are wise enough, you learn. Come back, Abba. Eh? You know what is Koba Akaba? It's not like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you're not even answering me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hallelujah. Are you in church?
Yes.
Praise God. So listen to them again, you get the wisdom of their experience. When you listen to Kingsley Okonkwo, he has dated a lot of ladies in his life. Listen to him, you get wisdom. And he has, when they say their story, they tell the things they suffer from it. Is that not true? Then you'll be wise enough. You say that a playboy doesn't pay. Is that not true? When you listen to their story, you garnish experience. Don't say experience is the best teacher. Your experience may not have a second chance. For you are a God of a second. You may never have, you know, everybody had a second chance. How you get that? So God brought them at the head so that you will learn. Praise God. So listen to them, you'll get the wisdom of their experiences. The wisdom of how to multiply. You say how to save. Oh, you get that? You get wisdom from them. Wisdom. 35 years, when you read a book by Mike Murdock, in that book is the documentation of over 35 years of ministries. Just in a 20 pages book. Is that not true? Think about that. Anytime he stands to preach, that is a 35 years experienced man talking to you. You will have wisdom. Anytime they're talking to you, you remember that you are once young. When they say start early. I started ministry early because I listened to Dr. Edmis and Dr. Paul. And Dr. Paul and Nietzsche married at 24. Few years to 25. Bishop Oyedepo at 23 or 24 like that or something like that. Yes. Yes. Billy Graham, I can't remember 21. God, Salvation Army. What is his name? Eh? No, not Salvation Ministry. Salvation Army. The man founded. What is his name? The man that. Very, very years. He calls himself a colonel. Married at 19. Can he get married at 19? Oh, it's 20 years. 20, the one was. Yes. Yes, that's when they married. All of them married early in their 20s. Top billionaires in the world married at 21, 22, 20. So as I listen. I know we are not. Hallelujah. As I listen to them, I said I must marry early. One, you will escape fornication. Two, your wisdom will be focused. Your money will be focused on Moyo alone. Everything you invest in that wife, it will be different than sharing it from Moyo Kelechi. Who again? It wouldn't be different. When you have 10,000 naira, you share 5,000 naira, 5,000 naira, you cannot get the same result that giving her 10,000 naira. Is it true?
Yes,
that's second wisdom. Secondly, emotional stability by marrying early. You become more responsible. The day you wear that ring, when you start working, your brain will begin to work. Before you can come back anytime, you may not look for money to say, I can drink and sleep. But now we cannot think like that because you have somebody to feed. Your brain will begin to work. How many benefits have I given you now? Should I give you more? Is it enough? One, listen to the message. Hallelujah. So as I listen to them, I got wisdom. So many of you that say I'm not ready for marriage, something is wrong with you. You don't, because you don't know. You want to marry, you want to pay your student school fee with your pension, or what is your problem? actually is your problem. You want to pay school fees with pension? When you are 42, when you are 45, that's when you have your first child. I mean, I'm not ready for my, I want to take my time. How many times? When you want to marry, no matter the lady, you marry by faith. That's the truth. So don't say, I want to take my time. Which time? You are behind, you are 27 years. Good time. You have not taken the time for 27 years. You are almost 30. You are behind God everywhere. You know, when they ask about my, I'm not thinking about it. God has not spoken to you. Did God speak to you? Go and look for a job. You know, by listening to them, I was in JSS2. Equal Secondary School, Father and Karishi. I can remember the class. I went to the center of the class. I knelt down. I said, Father Lord, I'm not cheating. Let my wife not be cheating. I was in a relationship. Say, please, I want to marry early. I wanted to marry at 25. It was in my plan to marry at 25. The only thing that stopped me was because the family of the lady were not ready. What would I be waiting for? I will marry since. I will be having my child. It will be 3 years by now. Is it 3 years or more than 3 years? Yes. Grow up together. See, you will be like, you will become like talking. Not that I'll be talking in heaven. The guy is talking to me. No. Grow up like a child. Be discussed like a whole. See that the boy, see his son. See Bishop Edebo. His son is now presiding Bishop of Canaan City. Think about it in your life. I'm seeing your son in weighty experience. Not that thinking about PTA. Oh, yeah, that's 60 years. Your child is bringing PTA later to you. See, by listening. See, being around me, anybody around me will marry on time. Tell the truth. My friend is marrying December. Tom, Reverend Tom. Yeah, anyone, all my friends. When I'm with them, when he's married, let's speak this marriage. My friend married December last year. I motivated him even when I was not married. Marry. How much is the money? Forget reception. I'm telling you what happened. Forget this reception. They'll forget, save the money. We did the wedding. It's 28. The woman is heavily pregnant now. Yeah, not be saying to when I went. No, start where you are. So, but listen to them. I've got the wisdom. I only dated two ladies in my life. The other lady was because she cheated on me. I let her go. I cannot stay with somebody that cheats. For any reason. If you ever, and I was, okay, what happened was she cheated on me and then I discovered I forgave her. Secondly, she cheated on me. I know, second time. And I was the one that discovered. If she was the one that opened up, I would have forgiven. Because when somebody opens up, it's a weakness. But when your person didn't open up, you discover that person is dangerous. Apart from marriage, see my fiancé that God led me to. That is it. Because when I am in a relationship, it's marriage that is on my mind. I'm already thinking of wedding. I'm not thinking of, hi, how are you? What did you sleep? What are you wearing? No nonsense. I love you. How are you? Say hi to me. And I'm like, no. I am serious minded. So the point of nature will not be where it is, if not because of the wife you married. And on time. By 24, you are married. You are older than some 35 grown up beard garment, doing nothing. Shaking and bare ballots are wasting their time. Your brain begins to work. Hallelujah. So listening to it, wisdom is God. Have you received wisdom now?
Yes, sir.
Just imagine hearing this kind of information and again as a young lady. We say, I am the go ahead, my time is not there. You'll be carrying your shame. You say, yeah, but you will soon expire, I'm telling you. Very soon, you see all the direct messages you are getting, so very soon they will not be coming. If you don't believe, ask those aunties praying in church every Sunday. Ask them. There was a time everybody was on their head. Is that not true? One of us posted one picture here. The lady is here. She said that, look at, we were fine back then. And then she mentioned one of our friends. Hallelujah. Now, she's just too young. And she's the only lady saying that. Now, calm down and pick one brother. Calm down. Don't be like a peacock and be fronting yourself. Calm down. They are coming down and saying, this one is not my type. It's not my jet. It's not my type. Okay, your time will come. Your time will come. Hallelujah. So you receive wisdom. Marry on down with a guy. Evil circular people, you grow up with a man. They will go and flee. That is circular people, but they will return to you. Any woman that ever suffers with a man, it is the nature of men to stick with loyal people. I can mention, you know there is a musician that, you know a musician that had plenty of children in Nigeria. He still came, I did not mention any name. He still came back to the girl of his youth that was there with him. True or yes? Yeah. I'm giving you extreme circular relationships. Yes. No matter how they fled, anybody that sticks with their man when he was nobody, no matter how far you go, so learn the wisdom of growing with the man. Don't be waiting for somebody that has a Corolla and then has a one bedroom self-contained and probably that is not a man. And then what he has, he got it from his father. What he had, the job he got was because of connection. If you lose it, that one, his brain will never work. Look for a man that has purpose and is pursuing, and you see tenacity, stay with that guy. I can tell you, never regret it. Never. So because let me say all of us are graduate now, all of us, you don't know your size. Be saying that. Continue. Hallelujah. Continue. Don't look for a cool brother. Look at me. See husband. See many husbands. Look at many husbands, material guys. All the brothers here. Look at them. Settle down. Is he in this? I say, no, he's not in this. You be forming what I don't know. Is he in this? The person you are thinking doesn't exist. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this. I was NCTA president 2015, 2016. I know the set of people that work with me. And I've seen a lot of ladies after them. So I'm telling you this from over 4 years of experience of relating with young people, I work for my campus mates. There's wisdom in that. In my classmate page, my groommate, that's those who graduated in my school that time, all the guys are married, all the ladies, only one of them just posted. And every time, later our ladies married, they are not married. When we are in university days, we are talking to them, they are not giving us attention. Yes! But they don't look like it. Yes. Now they'll call you, how's your fiancé? Thinking you are broken, we are still together. I'm telling you, we are still together. We are still together. Hallelujah. So be wise. Are you receiving wisdom?
Yes, sir.
So listen to messages will give you wisdom. Are we together? Wisdom. Number 3 is the impartation of the spirit of understanding. Don't forget, don't put the yes. The spirit of wisdom and then the spirit of what? Understanding. Hallelujah. Now ability to grasp and unravel mysteries. You know, Job 32 verse 8 and then Job 20 verse 3 and then Daniel 5:11. Hallelujah. When you listen to people, you understand. You know, when I listen to men of God, many people preaching, I understand the way ministry works. How do you get that? I understand that it takes a while to build the ministry. It takes a while to build yourself. It takes a while. It takes a while. It takes a while. I understand the way the dynamics of ministry is. When I read, have you read up to 20 biographies before? Have you read up to 20 biographies? I wanted to say 50 before. You people are describing. Yes. I've read more than 100 biographies, more than different areas. That excites me when I read people's stories. But I know the story of every billionaire that lives, Christian or non. I've read their biographies. Maybe you'll let the one that is not available. I want to know their story. When I read their story, I calm down. When I read the story of Dr. Paul Nature, when I read the story of Bishop Oyedepo, when he started ministry, when I read the story of Dakwaed Mills, what we have as a ministry is a testimony now. Yes, read their biographies. But somebody can say, hey, look at it. No, what we have today is the testimony. How do you get that? So when you read, you understand the way things work. You understand the way this thing has to be done first. There's a level where God begin to teach you and begin to strengthen you. Then there's a level where anointing will come upon you. There's a level where doors begin to open to you. There's a level, yes, I understand the way things work. So listen to messages, you get understanding. Understanding. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Yes, understanding. Knowledge is good, but understanding is another thing altogether. All of you, now if I give you a set of working tools, like let's say we off this mic and remove the wires. Everybody know that when you couple these two together, you'll be able to speak from this microphone. Can you do it, Moyo? But you know it's like that. But you don't understand how it's done. Is that not true? That's the difference. When your phone is bad, they can give you the tools, the repair phone, but you will be looking at it than the tools. Because you don't understand how to repair it. But listening to messages give you understanding. You understand the way things are. You understand the dynamics behind finances. You understand the dynamics behind relationship. You understand? I just finished reading the book last 2 weeks ago, Four Seasons of Marriage. I understand the dynamics. I remember years ago when I read about relationship, seasons of relationship. There's a time when you have butterfly feelings. Everything about her is perfect. Everything, her thoughts, her work, everything is perfect. When she slaps you, you shall praise the Lord. Anything about you is excited. You don't think about anything. Then there will be a season when you begin to see a problem. So your leg is really like this. Have you ever seen your leg? So your leg is really not straight. Wait though, this way you're not really the go age. What was my head? You understand the way it's like that. If you have been in a relationship for over 2 years here, let me see your hands up. 2 years.
Be fruitful, not be bold. You want to live on your life? Let me see. I want to ask the person whether it's true. Your hand was not up, so why are you answering me? Hallelujah. It's like that. Then a level will get to where all those physical things don't, when you're not really moved by physical things, you are moved by what is in the person. That's when you're really matured. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means you're really matured. They're not really moved by whether, no matter what she looks. Let her lose her, if you go up, share you. I love this lady. She's the one in the world, the first lady ever. No matter what is it. No matter what, a level like that comes. And a level like that, no matter what happens to her, you stick by her. So there are phases. I learned that early. So I understand the way it works. So when the relationship began to change, I understood this is a level of maturity. Just like a child. A child by 1 year old, you see them growing very, very fast. An age will go when they don't grow fast again, they begin to stabilize. Their bones becoming stronger. Is it true? Now, as a mother, you begin to say, ah, my child is no longer growing. What is wrong? What is wrong? Because you don't understand the way it works. All together? Yes. So listening to messages has given you, you get the spirit of understanding. I understood scripture more when I listened to Makandiwa. The more I listened to him, I understood the Bible more. All together? I understood more about fire, ruggedity, doggedity, tenacity, efferacity, catholicity, you know, these kind of things. By listening to Dr. Paul Enetche. The more I listen to him, the more you want to boil. How is that? You want to boil. These are the people that you can understand, touch not my anointed. Because they will not answer you, they will not turn the other cheek for you. They will reply you. These are people that you touch them by mistake, they correct you by correction. There are people like that. And then I learned calmness, self-control by Pastor Chris. I learned all that decorum by that ear, the boy. I take honor, dignity. As I listen to them, every different areas of your life begin to adjust. You begin to understand the way things are. Altogether. So listening and listening again gives you the spirit of understanding. And then, the rest that happened to you is the spirit of counsel. In Ezra chapter 10 verse 8 and then Proverbs 4 verse 20-22. The Bible says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline thy ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from thy ears. Keep them in the midst of it. Said, they are life to them that find it and health to all their flesh. Are we together? So when you listen to men of God, you listen to messages, you receive counsels, advices. Hallelujah. Like I can advise you never visit a prostitute house. Never. I can advise you never, don't sleep with a lady before you marry her. Don't. Don't pray and create the atmosphere. The atmosphere is stronger than your prayer. Do you know what I said? Did you understand at all? Do you know what is atmosphere? You are with her in a song and then you are playing Mozart. No Mozart. You are playing cool, emotional soul notes. Along with her in the room. And then you are watching American foreign movies. One of, you know Family House? One of my last bees, her sister was a victim of suicide. Just was a movie, and that was it. One child landed. Yes. I know many, I can tell many stories. I was with somebody yesterday. Just one sexual encounter. He was banned for over 17 years. He almost committed suicide several times. He almost cut off his manhood because of the pressure. I'm telling you true life stories. So I can counsel you, that thing in between your trousers, give it brain. The most powerful sex organ is your mind. It's not your sexual organ. I read that in modern marriage. The most powerful sex organ is what? Your mind. It's not your sex organ. Control your mind. Don't find what you feed it with. Don't hold a lady if your love language is physical touch. There are things you avoid. Don't be in the room alone with her in a cool, rainy weather, playing a soft song and holding her. I love you. You know, I love you. No. Be ancient. Oh, still be ancient. Don't say this 21st century. You have 21st century problem. 21st century pregnancy is pregnancy, not 21st century pregnancy. All together? Yes. Don't do it. Control yourself. I understand what it means to be tempted. I have had opportunities.
I didn't understand before, but when I had opportunities, I now became more softer on people. I understand what it means to be tempted. How you stand before an opportunity, live food, and you're hungry.
Yes.
But I said it was not worth it. So in case you have done it before, decide from now. I won't do it again. Decide. You will always regret it. I can give you 100% guarantee. Everybody that has done it and have come out strong. Yes, they are all strong, but when they think about it, they wish they never did it. So if you have been a victim before because you didn't know, now the spirit of counsel is coming to you. Don't do it. No matter how a guy loves you, let me tell you something about men. When we have you, your value reduces. It's like that with men. That is what God said, don't give him till he marries you. No. No dowry. Nothing. Hold yourself as a lady. He will leave you. Let him be going. Give him transport money. Let him go. You have lost 5 guys because of that. Let them go. One guy will come. The one, all of them wouldn't have said if they actually slept with you. That's the truth. They would have still have gone. Because if they cannot hold themselves towards you, that is why people that have cheated a relationship when they had sex before they marry, they find it difficult to trust themselves after they marry. I have lived with couples live like that. I saw fights my eye. I saw mature grown up people fighting, cutting off their shell like children. Because I knew them when they were before they got married. They don't trust themselves. A phone ring, the person is suspecting the phone and carrying the phone like monitoring spirit. Yes. Well, because the issue is, you know that when we are dating, this was the way you are conniving, so you can do it now. You won't trust the person. Don't do it. That is the way. Each time, is it correct? Eh?
Hallelujah. Number one is the invitation of the spirit of mind. Hallelujah. In the spirit, invitation of the spirit of mind. Hallelujah. You know, Judges chapter 14 verse 6. You know, the spirit of mind come upon you for exploits. Do you understand? An ability to do great things. As you listen to them, an ability to think, ability to create, ability comes upon you. How do you get that? Daring spirit comes upon them. When you listen to verses, that was a daring spirit. To the point they said that he wouldn't have bell glory dumb if he was not listening to Bishop Oyedepo. As listening to Bishop Oyedepo again, the spirit of might comes. It takes a lion heart to have a lion share. Is it true? Is it true? It takes a lion heart to have a lion share. And then finally, number 6 is the spirit of impartation of the spirit of knowledge. That is the spirit of intelligence. In Romans, Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, you can have your IQ wider, sharper. Altogether, sharper, your IQ can be more. The more you understand things, the way you grasp things can be faster. The way you grasp spiritual things, the spirit that will come upon you. Oh boy, hallelujah. So the impartation of intelligence can be faster. Praise God. When you listen to many men, your thinking, reasoning will become faster. You know, when you listen to one message, like this message is now, do you know how many books I've read to preach this? You know, Pastor Ezekiel was preaching 30 minutes, 40 minutes last 2 weeks. Hallelujah. He summarized the whole book in less than 40 minutes. Yes. Many times, like last week, I remember last week's message when I remember I listened to over 16 hours of messages. Just to get myself set for what I preached last week. So in just less than 40 minutes, I've gotten 16 hours of my investment. Yeah. Many times when you, like someone like this, you cannot imagine the number of books I have to read or the number of books I have to gather to share what I shared this morning. But you just got it in 40 minutes. Just imagine if you go back and listen to it again. Yeah, all the suffering I've suffered, you can cut it again in 40 minutes. Actually, yes. That's why if somebody writes a book or preaches a message, all the person 35 years, he can preach it in 40 minutes and listen to it again can save you that kind of stress. So and then finally the spirit of the fear of the Lord will come upon you when you listen to the message. The fear. When you the spirit of the fear holy, when you listen to holy people, you become holy. That spirit will rub up on you. Praise God. How many of you have seen a reason to listen to messages now? Okay, how many of you have seen the need to re-listen to messages again and again? How many of you have decided that you listen to one message 25 times? You see, bah? I know many people will not do it. Many people are not interested. Even to raise up their hand, I'm not even interested now. You see, but only raising of our hands. So I mean, they will not do it. Hallelujah. And then after a while, the difference will show. See, after a while, you don't start blaming God. Lord, why is my life like this? Your life was like this because on the 20th of September, they preached. I didn't listen. Why is your life like this by 20? 20 to 30. Lord, for 10 years I've been serving you, see my time. It's like that. Because on the 20th of September, by 10:27, the question was asked for a decision. You see, a message will not change you until you make a decision. Decide, I will listen to messages. What is, how you do with your phone? You have Android for all in WhatsApp. Messages. Don't be putting your Yoruba movies. Don't be putting it with movies. Load your message, your phone with messages. I'm telling you. This is my tab. Hallelujah. I bought this. That's my laptop there. I bought that laptop 200 level. I can't remember. It's 500 gig. I got the call to ministry my 300 level. Altogether. In 200 level, when I bought that messages, when I bought that laptop, I had 300 gig of messages. 300 gig of messages. They are still here. This is a laptop. They are still here. The messages are still here. That is, I was not yet called into ministry. I got message, everything. I didn't have one chemical engineering book in the textbook. Everything in this tab. Yesterday, the memory was full. I had to clear some of the memories. If you carry my driver, okay, it's not here. Everywhere is messages. I listen anytime. And that is why I cannot be a fool. I can't be a fool. Listen to great men. Your mouth will expand. Do it. Don't be on social media. Hi, how are you? It won't pay. It won't pay. Anytime I do a subscription, 70-95% is on messages. I have messages I've saved now to download them. Only thing I don't download is because I don't have space. Now what I do with my data? That is the way to grow. That is why I know I cannot fail. No Babalawo, Antilawo, or Boilawo can make me fail. No! We solve them by prayer and then solve them by wisdom. You can solve sickness by unction or injection. Do you know that? If the sickness does not go by the anointing, it will go by injection. So we have read book, we have listened to great minds, too big to fail. I've listened to Selma for long, still today. I can't beg you. No. If the messages, we can calculate it. The messages of Selma that all of you have listened to, put it together. I'm not the one I've listened to. I can tell you that, and I can give you the messages. I have folders of every message he has preached till 2019. Yes. Apostle Aaron made the same thing. Even when they were still Wurukum, since I have messages of Dr. Paul and when he was, when they were still you, every Bishop Edebo, when they were, it's all of them. All messages now, listening to audio messages is a level. Listening to video messages is the higher level. After videos, again and again, yesterday till 1 a.m., I was listening to the Aquarimis. Till 1, 2 a.m. Yesterday, I listened to four of his messages, and all the four, I played them twice. Yes, all the four I listened to yesterday, I played them twice. That if one is 1 hour, 49 minutes, I play it two. That is 2 hours calculated. All the four, twice. The determinant part 1, part 2. Determinant part 1, part 2. That's 2 messages. Atmosphere, 1. I listened to you twice. And I listened to secret. In fact, it was 5 messages. Twice. Okay, the fifth one, I listened to you only once. Think about it. How will I feel? And I apply them. Just think about it. So do it. Decide to do it. Get their messages. Do it. So that all of us will succeed. You not join them tomorrow insulting men of God and say they are, all of them are chopping our money. No, we are not chopping anybody's money. This is the way we succeeded. This is the way they succeeded. That Dr. Paul Enete said every day of his life, he listened to the message by David Oyedepo. Every day. This January, I was in Salvation Ministry, Five Night of Glory. He also said that every day of his life, he listened to a message by Bishop Oyedepo. At their level. Why? Because they said that all of them said the same thing. No, Dr. Paul Enete, I listened to him like 2018. David Obiema, listen to him this year. Sometime now. They said that anytime they listen, because he's a spiritual father, anytime they listen to him, it rubs on them again and again at their level. You, where are you? Think. Ratio 1 to 100, put yourself in their class. But every day they listen to their spiritual father, but you don't even have a spiritual father to start with. And then the messages you have, you don't listen. In WhatsApp, Facebook, baby, you don't listen to messages. Shut down WhatsApp or Facebook. If you're not on WhatsApp, life will continue. Try and die. By next 2 months, somebody will replace you in their life. Hope you know that. So let me tell you something. If you're not on WhatsApp, WhatsApp will continue. If you're not on Facebook, friends gravitate towards the one that succeeds. If you fail, they will not be there. Or the one you're chatting. The day you begin to rise. So forget them and take serious about your life. Especially the men. Only Jesus can marry. But they think they should do it earlier. But the men, build yourself. Be a man of capacity. Let them have their mark and take.
preach on the Holy Ghost. You'll be able to come up here and shout fire and bring out everybody here. I say, Holy Ghost, you don't know. I say, the book of Zephaniah. He said, the book of, as a man. Hallelujah. As a man. No. Take responsibility for your life. 5 minute prayer in tongues, you're already gasping for air. You're already gasping for air. And demons, people that are in fraternities, 1 a.m. they're in meeting. 2 a.m. they're in meetings. Young guys, you see them. 4 a.m. they've gone for morning glory. No morning glory, go and smoke early in the morning. 4 a.m. But you, by 4 a.m., they're still stretching like one full block of a wood. How? Success is, God is a God of justice. You don't give, you never prosper. I hope you know that. You don't give, you never prosper. And then now they say, give, you never give. Give, now give, you never give. So as a young person, I am about marriage. This is the most moment when I need money. This is the most moment I've given the most. Hallelujah. Yes. Give you the most. I just got, I'm looking for account number of men of God like fire. Anytime I have, I'll sow. Because I know that there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth the 1,000 in your account will not do anything. The liberal soul shall be made for he that watereth shall himself be watered. Are we together? Learn to give. Learn to release. Learn to give. Even though you will never prosper by not giving. The way to grow is, that is why the billionaires, even unbelievers, Bill Gates spend how many percent of his wealth on charity? All of them, Bezos, all of them, Kiyosi, all of them are into charities. Make up billions. Because the principle to multiplication of wealth is giving. But when they say give, every time you are persecuting 5 naira. Every time. You have never sown a seed to any man of God life. It's not because they have the money. It's because they don't need the money. No. But for your own good. And every man of God, I have the account number of men. I'm not sure that you know, come and be asking me for the account numbers. I was sending Richard Carr to Apostle Selman, Apostle Chintok, Apostle Arome when I was in campus. That I didn't know about account number. Yes, I was in 200 level. ATM, Access Bank, FUTV, and I can remember, I would go there, write their phone numbers, transfer 200 Naira Richard Carr to them. I started it when I was in campus. See, imagine my level now. Every month, this month, that is the way to grow. Do it. How do you get that? I will succeed. I know I will succeed. I know it. That's why I'm giving you this platform, principles on the platter of God. Do them and all of us will succeed. No matter your field. Praise God. Are you angry? Alright, now. So that we'll close. Hallelujah. It's exactly our time. Praise God. Now, C1 about going. Hallelujah. C1. Are we happy for them? Okay, first of all, let's appreciate God for the word and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We are grateful to you. We thank you for the word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let me give you this introduction so you go stand up and then I'll pray for you. But C1 are going. Now, everyone that is C1 that has been in this church from January when we started till now, and you are not in a unit, you have less than 1 month. All right. You didn't walk in this church till you leave. I'm watching you in 3D. Praise God. You know, it's 3D. I'm watching in 3D. So, join a unit. Why are you mentioning me? Any one of them that's not a unit, you must mention. See, when we stand to bless you, there are things that we call them. I don't want to go to chemical engineering term. You know, when you want to join two places together, you put gum on one side and gum on the other side. It sticks faster. Is that true? That is the principle. So that we don't lay hands on an empty head and pray empty prayers and no work. Serve and let the anointing of the house follow you. Get a department, there are many departments, music, prayer, ushering, anyway, just serve, just do it. I'm giving you a grace now. Before your sample. Your sample will be on the 18th of October. And the guy is a Sunday. Are we happy? 18th of October. So please, let's do that. And then make sure you invite other people. Bring them to church. Praise God. And there are many of them, no matter my sermon on Let's Come in there, they have not heard me. I have preached my tongue out. I have preached my liver out. In these remaining days, try. Who are the people? Hallelujah. In these remaining days, make a decision that I'll wake up early. I slept around 2 a.m. yesterday. And by 4 a.m. I was up this morning. How together? You are not writing the exams. You are not reading for any course. You are only doing NYC. Is that not true? Are you writing exams? Are you going for lectures? So whatever it is, this is so sad today, Sunday morning. Try. 8 a.m. is when service is starting, not that you start coming by 8 a.m. The service starting when? You say, I don't this but I don't understand. I was a young person like you. You can do it. If you are working in NMPC and you work on Sunday by 7 a.m., by 7 a.m. you'll be there. This by the rain that fell yesterday, even if it's drizzling, you enter the rain and go. Two of us. So you see that every excuse can be surmounted. Don't feed your irresponsibility with self-justification. Discipline yourself. Please. I love you too much to keep quiet on certain things. Try it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So because of that, we used to have that day I will not be preaching. Pastor Simon will be preaching that Sunday. Hallelujah. And then Prof will lead C1 team. Hallelujah. Normally every C1 team will have a team that people lead. Please, I want you to cooperate with him, work together as a team. So I plan the program and plan everything. Please work with him. You are hearing me? Let's pray for them. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Amen. All of us can be on your feet now. I want to pray for you. Now, if you have decided to practice what they have taught, I want to pray for grace for you. Now begin to pray for, ask God for grace in that area you need help. Ask God for grace.
You, Lord, you are worthy. No one worship you for all the things you've done for me. No one could worship you for me. He's my worship. All of my worship, receive my worship. All of my worship, here is my worship. All of my worship, receive my worship. All of my worship. I will not be silent. I will always worship you.
I don't know. I believe two people here. You want to make a very, very important decision about your life, and then you are really like, I don't know, like somebody's in a crossroad. You want to make a very important decision. If you can see me, I really appreciate it. Praise God. Like you want to make a very, very important decision. You look like you are confused. I believe God will. I would like to want to tell you something. Two or three people. Praise God. Now I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe anyone here having a financial problem, and then when you look at like a generational financial crisis, if you do what I said you should do, the yoke will be broken.
Are you hearing me?
Like, you know, that like a generational financial situation. If you do what I said, you listen to messages, that yoke will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone here, in case you are struggling from one challenge or the other, lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. I pray for any challenge you are struggling with.